This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump says the United States is ready to deal with any so-called Christmas gift that North Korea has threatened to deliver amid stalled nuclear negotiations between the two nations. The nuclear negotiations have been stalled since February, with North Korea seeking sanctions relief before giving up any of its nuclear capability. That's a path the United States has so far rejected. President Trump berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment on Tuesday as a legislative standoff continues over a Senate impeachment trial.
They didn't give us due process. They didn't give us a lawyer. They didn't give us anything. Now they come to the Senate and they want everything.
Mr. Trump also took aim specifically at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for indefinitely postponing the sending of the articles of impeachment to Republican-controlled Senate so a trial can begin.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
President Trump is only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. Opposition activists say a missile struck a school building in northwestern Syria on Tuesday, killing 8 civilians. This as government forces captured a key village held by al-Qaeda insurgents in the last rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. Syrian troops also surrounded a Turkish observation post in the area. Russia has released 5 Japanese fishing boats and their 24 crewmen after detaining them for a week for allegedly violating fishing agreements near a group of disputed islands. The ships were seized near a group of islands in Japan's northern region of Hokkaido. The islands were seized by forces of the former Soviet Union in the final days of World War II. Japan continues to claim the island chain, which it calls the Northern Territories. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The Christian faithful are flocking to Palestinian-governed Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas. Robert Berger is on the scene and reports for VOA.
Christmas Eve celebrations got off to a festive start here at Manger Square in Bethlehem. Palestinian boy and girl scouts marched past a giant Christmas tree in front of the ancient Church of the Nativity, the traditional birthplace of Jesus. The atmosphere was more solemn inside the church, where pilgrims visited the Grotto of the Nativity. It was a big turnout this year thanks to a lull in West Bank violence. Bethlehem's Palestinian mayor, Anton Salman.
The message of Bethlehem always was a message of peace, hope, and justice for everybody.
But Salman told VOA that he is pessimistic about the prospects for peace with Israel. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Santa Claus has begun his magical Christmas Eve journey delivering presents around the world. As in years past, the U.S. military is tracking him. General Terence O'Shaughnessy says his team is using high-tech equipment to follow Santa around the world.
We have sensors starting with our North Warning System in the Arctic and the northern parts of Canada and Alaska. We have radars, we have satellites that we can track Santa with.
O'Shaughnessy adds that there are many ways for you to track Santa, too.
If you want to go to www.noradsanta.org, or, of course, you can use Alexa, you can use your OnStar, you can use Twitter or Facebook. We're connected in a multitude of ways.
O'Shaughnessy says children should not wait up for Santa. The jolly old elf works best when everyone is asleep. The State Department has withdrawn the U.S. ambassador to Zambia after he strongly criticized the South African country for jailing a gay couple for having sex. A State Department spokesperson says Ambassador Daniel Foote's job in Zambia is no longer tenable because Zambian President Edgar Lungu says he no longer wants to work with Foote. When Zambian officials criticized Foote's reaction, he said all they want are diplomats, in his words, with open pocketbooks and closed mouths. Authorities in New Zealand are calling off the search for 2 bodies they believe were washed out to sea when the volcano on White Island erupted. And a Russian court has extended the pretrial detention of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan until March 29th as he faces espionage charges. He was arrested in December 2018 after accepting a flash drive from an acquaintance. He denies the charges against him. Marissa Melton, VOA News.